Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Tuesday, the 21st of August. Sun is in Leo, ruled by the sun, and planets are saying...
Did we say something again about gentle?
Oh, good. Gentle's good. Planets.
Gentle is hard. Sun identity in demanding Leo, annoying Mars action, which is retrograde in this needs to be done right, Capricorn.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I told ya.
Mars retrograde in Capricorn.
Try to remember as you wander through your life, whatever is your goal, keep your eye upon the donut, not upon the hole, especially between now and the end of the week. Seriously, these planets are getting their jollies, testing the strength of your commitment to your path, or the hole, or objective, by tugging on your sleeve and whining or asking every 5 minutes, if not more, are we there yet? That said, assuming that the project or venture captures your interest and passes the feasible and functional smell test, go for it. In fact, you can make tremendous strides with various ventures upon a more methodical inch-by-inch linear program is probably going to be helpful. Plus, you can overcome any opposition and alter or transform your life or situation as you so desire. Plus, you have the influence or leverage to extricate yourself from any arrangements that don't promote your personal growth or expansion, although you are encouraged to refrain from using Ivan the Terrible as your role model when designing your exit strategy.
Ah, okay. Signs particularly affected by the sun in Leo, annoying Mars in retrograde Capricorn.
Leo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Aries.
Okay, Nippon's birthday, 21st of August.
Certain arrangements, economic, joint, partnership, may not be as advertised, or for that matter, all they were cracked up to be back in the day. And in as much as you are being you need it, doing your best imitation of an ostrich and showing the world your cute butt probably shouldn't be your first choice for dealing with it.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.